Yehudim daf samach. You know, Morris in the middle of by two dots. Torah Rabbonim, we learned like this. Yoinek tinik v'hoylech ad esrim v'yabo chodesh. A lady, she's allowed to nurse her child for 2 years, for 24 months. Mikan v'yelech, after that, is kiyonek sheket. Then it's not nice. It's like he's being yoinek, like he's nursing from a sheket. It's dover meshukets, Rashi says, it's not nice to do anymore. He Rashi says, kilu yoinek dover meshukets. It's like you're nursing for something that's not nice. Dibu Rebbe Lezer, that's Rebbe Lezer Shita. Rebbe Yeshua Oimer Afilo Abo V'Chomishonim. No, she's allowed to nurse even till the child is 4 or 5 years old. If she wants to, she could continue nursing. That's Talocha. She could continue nursing even though the child is till 4 or 5. Pirush, let's say she stopped nursing though. Li'achar Esrim V'Yabo Chodesh. After the child is 2 years old, then v'choza, then she continues nursing again, it's kiyanik shekets, that's also not right, it's also not nice, something not to do. Kiyanik shekets. Now, Amamar, we just learned, mikan v'yeluch, after this, whether it's 2 years, or else after 5 years old, the kid, is kiyanik shekets. It's like, chur, the half a minute is you're doing something not right, you're like drinking shekets from a shekets. Yechur, it means to say that the milk of the mother is also for the child to drink. But the Gemara Minu, I have a kasher on this. It's not a locha like this. Yochel, I would have thought. Yehei cholov. Mahal cheshtayim tomei. I would have thought that the milk that comes out of a lady, in other words, people that walk like a man, like a human being, v'dinu, and really that's the way it should be. And Svara, I should have thought it's also to drink the milk of a lady. Why? Oma behem amaduch by an animal. Shekalta b'mago. An animal calls them on, it's alive, it has no tumah. Has no din either like by an animal. Calls them on, the animal is alive. If you touch it, it's not matami you. Hechmato v'cholva. Still the locha is, the cholov is also. Femina v'choris, the gomel shnei pomim, Rashi says, pomim chad les v'cholboi, that the milk of a treifa animal is treif. You're not allowed to drink it. The milk of a camel is treif. If so, Adam shechmata v'mago, a man, like an isha, when she's alive, she has tumma, she's a nida. Is ain't a din, isn't it for sure, shetachma b'cholboi, that for sure her milk should be also to drink, that the churit should be also for a person to drink the milk of a lady. Talmud leima, this the pasuk says no. The pasuk says, es ha-gomul kimala gerhu. You're not allowed to eat a camel, because kimala gerhu. So the diik is, hu tomei, v'ein cholov, mehal cheshtayim tomei, that only the milk from a camel is treif, you're not allowed to eat, drink. Mashenke is the milk of a lady, you are allowed to drink. Elo tor, it's not tomei, but rather it's tor. So the kitchen is a ferish apostic that the milk that comes out of a lady is kosher, you're allowed to drink it. Yochel, I would have thought. Oitzi es hacholof. True, the milk of a lady is muti, you're allowed to drink it. Why? She neshava bakil. It's not shava bakil, not everybody has milk. Rashi, Shrei B'Toyra Tor. Like Shneshav B'Kol, it's not by everybody. It means men don't have milk. But Lo Yoytzi Es Adam, I should not take out the dam. Shneshav B'Kol, dam is also by everything. Or else Rashi means not forget. Milk is this. No, milk is not Shav B'Kol because the milk of an animal that's tor, you're allowed to drink. It's only the milk of an animal that's tomei that's treif. The dam of an animal, any dam, any blood of any animal is also to eat. So I would have thought to Adin, the blood of a person, of a man, is also usher. Talmud, when this the pasuk says again, who? That a gomel is tummy. Who tummy? V'yein dam, mehal cheshtayim tummy. Mashenkein, the blood that comes out of a person, is mutamidi raisa. Elotor, you should know it's not tor, it's not tummy, but rather it's tor. That's the halacha. With the yiraisa, the blood that comes out of a person, a man or a lady, you're allowed to drink it. So the churu adin, the milk that comes out of a lady, the pasuk says also muta to drink. So it's a kasha. Why does the Gemara before say that when the kid is 2 years old, according to one man the yama, or else when he's 4 or 5, then it's also to nurse? Mashmit's also with the yiraisa, the milk is also for him. Why? So my answer is v'yamar asheshes. V'yamar asheshes, afilu mitzvahs pre-shein boy. You should know, even midrabbonin, there's no issa to drink the milk of a lady. So, how come before we're saying it's called like a sheketz? maybe if the kid nurses when he's 5 years old, or like one man the army after 2 years old. So Mara says like Kashim, ho de Porsh, Enochanami. If the lady pumps the milk out of her and you have the milk in a glass, true, anybody's allowed to drink it. It's tor, it's kosher, you're allowed to drink it. A ho de loy Porsh. But here the Gemara before is talking about we're still in the ladies' breast. So the question is, you want a nurse to suck it out of the lady, that's not nice. That's doima to a sheket. That with the Rabbanan, it's not right to do. Only a kid, the one man the yama till he's 2 years old, la locha, even he could be 4 or 5 years old. If she didn't stop nursing, she has a right to nurse till he's 4 or 5. But for an adult to suck, to nurse from a lady, that's a dova meshukah, it's midrabbanan, it's also. But the chalufa v'dam, there's just the opposite by blood. It's the blood of a person. The Watka Tanya will learn like this. Dam shagavi kikar. Let's say somebody has a tooth is bleeding, from the teeth is bleeding, and when he takes a bite in the bread, some of the blood goes on the bread. So locher is dam shagabi kikar. You have blood on top of the bread. Is gururoi. You have to scrape off the blood. You're not allowed to eat that blood. Midrabbanan it's also. Then you could eat the blood. You could eat the bread. What about shebein hashinayim? Let's say you have blood in between your teeth. Halacha is moitzesoi. Then you're allowed to suck it out and swallow it. V'yena choshesh, there's no issa. In other words, it's only an issir of marasayin. If the blood comes out of your body and is on something, you're not allowed to eat it. So that's the case sometimes. You take a bite in the bread and you find there's some blood. Your teeth was bleeding. You have the blood there. You're not allowed to eat that bread. Mashenkin, when the blood did not come out of your body, didn't come out on bread. It's in between your teeth, then you're allowed to suck it. So it's just the opposite. Blood and milk have just the opposite halachas. Omar Mar, we learned before, that Rabbi Yeshua Raimer, afilu abo v'chomishonim, even though the kid is 4 or 5 years old, still is allowed to nurse. He's allowed to still nurse from his mother. For Tani, we learned Rabbi Yeshua Raimer, afilu chavilosa yakseifov, that even though the child is old enough to carry a bundle on his shoulders, still is allowed to nurse. So the Chur, it's a different shiur, the Havamina was. Have the Gemara know, Idi v'idi chodesh yiruhu. I'll tell you, they're both the exact same shiur. Means even though he's 4 or 5 years old, still he's allowed to nurse. Omer Rav Yosef, halacha k'Rav Yeshua, that's takad halacha. Halacha is the kid, if he's nursing straight, and his mother didn't stop nursing him, he's allowed to nurse even though he's 4 or 5 years old. Tanya, we learned, Rabbi Marinus Oiner, goinech, let's say a person has a lot of pain, he's sick, he has like a heart condition. And the doctor says the refuah, the medicine for you is to suck the milk out of a goat. So halacha is yoinik cholo b'shabbos. You're allowed to suck the milk out of a goat even on Shabbos. My time, l'chur, what's the heter? L'chur, it's an issa. L'chur, it's also to nurse, or to milk a cow, to milk on your Shabbos. To nissi diraisa, to milk the milk out of a cow. So more something like this. Yoinik, it depends how you get the milk out. If you only suck the milk out of a cow or out of a goat here, mefarik kalach yad. True, it's some loch. It's the loch of mefarik. You're like separating. You're taking out food from something that was not food before. That's like taking the kernel out of the shaft. That's called mefarik. But here you're doing a kalach yad. You're not doing it the normal manner. You're doing with a shino, something different. In other words, Rashi says, shein derech b'nei yodom linok el l'chola v'yad. How do you milk a cow? The derech is not to suck from the cow, but rather to squeeze it with your hands. See, if the person has to suck from the goat on Shabbos, that's a shinui. So it's only asur midrabbanan. And the klal is, of a mokum tzari, here the person has a heart condition, and the refuah is to take this milk, to suck the milk out of the goat, is lagoz rabbanan. The rabbanan does not make such a gzera. But it's only because he had tzara, she says, shem tztayim akovayim, his pains hurt him. My shaykh of Allah has brought down, it's time you're hungry, or you're thirsty, then you have no heta, then avada is still awesome in the Rabbanin to suck from a cow on Shabbos. But here where you have a condition where you're sick and it's a tsar, if you don't take it, the makam tsar of the Rabbanin will matter, this is the Rabbanin of nursing a cow on Shabbos. Omer Rav Yosef, Yosef says, halacha k'rabi marinus, that's taka the loch like marinus. Tanya, we learned, nochem ish gal yoyner. That Nochem Mishgalya said that Sinu, if you have your gutter on top of the roof, Sha'olu bo keshkashim, that it got clogged up, stuffed up, some keshkashim means straw got stuck there. And Mela, the case there is that you have a gutter on top of your roof that the water is supposed to flow down. And now that it got clogged up, it's overflowing and the water is coming into your house, and it's ruining your health. So halacha is mamakon baraglav b'tzina b'shabbos. On Shabbos, you're allowed to press down with your foot, like to clear the gutter. And do it b'tzina, do it privately, people should not see you. If you ain't a chosh, you don't have to be afraid. The more my time, a while, l'churi is being misakin, is fixing something on Shabbos. The gutter right now is clogged up, it can't work. So l'churi, you're fixing it on Shabbos, it should be misakin. The Maris Teretz says, Enechnami, but misakin klachayadu. The fixing up you're doing right now is klachayad. Ayide shinui, something different. Rashi says, Baragla, you're using with your feet. Usually you do it with your hands. You clean it out with your hands. Here that you're cleaning it out with your feet, it's a shinui, it's mutter. Of a makram, say the lagazra barabaran. Here it's a hefsid, because if you're not going to clean out the gutter, the water will overflow into your house and ruin your house. So the makram, you're going to have a loss. The rabbanon will not gozer if you do with the shinui. And Amr Rabbi Yosef, alacha g'nocha nocha mishgalya. Alacha is like nocha mishgalya. It's a bit of magela maisam. Sometimes it happens that, let's say, your toilet gets stuffed on Shabbos. So Shalak can use a plunger to plunge it down on Shabbos. So usually I think the psak is, the Ron Acharim to say it's mutter to do on Shabbos. The toilet gets clogged up and all you have to do is take the plunger to plunge it down, since that's called the mokim, it's called covered abrius, like come on, you can't live in a house if you don't have a bath, if you don't have a bathroom there. If you don't have the toilet clogged, you can't live there, come on. So mokim covered abrius is also, there's such a head like that, to use the plunger to plunge down the toilet. Right. Tirish liyacher esrim v'yabachodesh v'chazak yenik shekes. This everybody agrees. Even though the mother was nursing the child for 2 years, but then after 2 years are up, after 24 months she stopped. Now she wants to go back to nurse. It's not right. But the rabbanon, it's called she, you're being yenik from a shekets. It's not nice to do. For the more of a kama, how much does she have to stop to say that she can't start again? If she stops nursing for 3 days after the child is 2 years old, then she's not supposed to continue nursing. Ikadiyami, some say, Tony, it was learned, don't just say it over, but it was learned like in a brisa. That Rav Yehuda, Ba'achavivi, Kaimud, Shmuel. Shloshi Yamin. That's a brisa that says it's like a 3 days. If she stopped nursing for 3 days, then she's not supposed to continue on. Tana Rabbanu learned like this. Meinekes Shemes. Baila b'toich esrim v'yabo chodesh is harezu loytisaris loytinosi. A menekes means a lady that's nursing. She just had a baby, she's nursing. So halacha is, even if a husband dies, for the next 2 years, 24 months, she's not allowed to remarry. We don't let her remarry midirabbanan. She can't even have erisin, and also loytinosu pshita, she can't have nisuyin. Ad esrim v'yabo chodesh. Until 24 months passed by, in other words, until 2 years went by. So Rashi says, what's wrong? Because Shema Tisaba were afraid if she does remarry, maybe she'll become pregnant. But it's Torech Ligmales Benor, and she'll have to stop nursing the child she has, because when you're pregnant, you can't nurse. Oh, Ubal, Zeh, and the new husband now, Eino Oviv. It's not the husband of the first, it's not the father of the first child. He's not going to pay for the extra food that she needs to feed the first child. Therefore, we don't want her to become pregnant. Therefore, the law is, if she's nursing, she's not allowed to remarry until the child is 2 years old. Divi Rabbi Meir, that's Rabbi Shita. Rabbi Yehuda Mate B'Shemay Nasa Chodesh. Rabbi Yehuda says, no, it's enough, they wait 18 a month. Why? Because even if she gets married after 18 months and she becomes pregnant, the first 3 months that she's pregnant is not bad to the child. So therefore, it's enough 18 months. Rashi dilatinik, oh no, that is Rashi, no. Rashi says, okay, we'll see, that's more right. Rashi Stam says, dilatinik lina bekach. It's enough for a kid to nurse 18 months. Therefore, once the kid is 18 months old, the mother has a right to remarry. Omer Rabbi Nosson by Yosef. Hein hein divrei beishamai, hein hein divrei beishilil. You know, this is a machlokes beishamai and beishilil. She beishamai yomrim eschrim v'yabba chodesh. And that's the halacha we'll soon see, that the lady cannot remarry for 2 years. She has to wait 24 months. Ul beishilil yomrim shemai nasa chodesh. No, she only has to wait 18 months. That's enough to nurse the child. After which she's allowed to remarry. Omer Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel. I'll make a psharim between them. And say like this. That ledivra, I'll tell you like this. Ledivrei ha'omer. Or the side says the farish. I'll explain. I'll explain what they mean is like this. Ledivrei ha'omer. Eskrim v'yabachedish. The one that says that you have to wait 24 months. Muteresli nase biyesim viyechot chaydish. Really, she's allowed to remarry after 21 months. And here the svar is, because he holds, even if she comes pregnant then, the first 3 months of the pregnancy, it doesn't bother, it doesn't stop the nursing. It's only after 3 months. So therefore, for another 3 months, she'll be able to nurse anyway. So therefore, it's enough not to remarry for 21 months, in order that even if she comes pregnant, by 24 months, she'll still be able to nurse until the end of the second year. And the Divrei Yoimesh, Shemayin Asa Chodesh, according to Mandiyom, it says it's enough to nurse for 18 months. Yishino Muteres Linose Bechamish Asa Chodesh. She's allowed to remarry after 15 months. Because the same Svara. Let her remarry after 15 months. What are you afraid she'll become pregnant right away? Good. It takes 3 months anyway till the nursing stops. So therefore, she'll end up the 18 months of nursing. The Gemara says, the Fishein Achol of Nekar, Elo Liachas Fresh Chadoshim. The milk like only stops to become black, comes dirty, after 3 months of pregnancy. So therefore, she has these 3 months to continue nursing. So therefore, it's 21 or 15. Omar Ula Ula said, Alokhak Reb Yehuda. Alokhak is like Reb Yehuda. Yeah, Reb Yehuda was matter after 18 months. That was Reb Yehuda Shita. The Yom Marukva, Marukva said, Li hit the Rebbe Chanina, that the Chanina was matter me, Li says, Liacha Chamisha Sochedish. Like, it's very good. Alokhak is like Reb Yehuda. That really you have to wait, you have to nurse 18 months. So therefore, you're allowed to remarry after 15 months. Because she can still nurse for the next 3 months. So mashma so far, that's the halacha. Mor says though, Arisa di Abaya. Abaya's Arisa means the man that worked for Abaya. Arisa di Abaya. Also lekaime di Abaya. He came in front of Abaya. Omalei said to him, Ma'ali eris b'chamish asachedish. Am I allowed to remarry? Or she came and asked the Shaila, can I remarry after 15 months? Like she had a child. The child now is 15 months old. Is she allowed to remarry or not? All my life, she said back like this. Chodah, first of all, one point is to Rabbi Meir, Rabbi Yehuda, Loch Rabbi Yehuda. When we have a machlokes between Rabbi Meir and Rabbi Yehuda, the Loch is like Rabbi Yehuda. So far, you are right. Rabbi Yehuda says you have to nurse for 18 months. The Yehuda, then further, Beishamir Beisil, Halacha Gebeisilil, also the same thing. Beisil also said 18 months. V'yomar Ula Nula also said Halacha Rabbi Yehuda, and V'yomar Maruk from Mokfer said that Li hit the Rabbi Chanina Lisses Liacha Chamisha Sochedish. The Mokfer said that Rabbi Chanina gave him a heter to remarry after 15 months. So if so, you see Nisuyin is even mutter, and the svar is because even if she comes pregnant, she still has 3 more months to nurse. So Kol Shchein Diat, for sure, your question is only Lieris. You only want to know, can you have Kedushin? Are you allowed to be Mekai? Can you have Kedushin? So for sure it's Mutter. Like if your child is 15 months old already, then you're allowed to get remarried, at least have Kedushin for sure. It's even the Suin is Mutter. But your child, if you can have Erisin, Kedushin, that for sure is Mutter. The Gemara says now about Kiyosla came with Rabbi Yosef. When they came in front of Rabbi Yosef, Omale, he said like this, that Ravu Shmuel the Amrit Avayu. The advice says Abayu also came in front of Rabbi Yosef. And Rabbi Yosef told him not like that. Rabbi Yosef said, you should know that Omalei Rav and Shmuel the Amrit Avayu, both Rav and Shmuel both say that the halacha is Tzricha Lahamtim Eschem V'yaba Chodesh. A lady has to wait 2 years. She can't remarry for 24 months. If she's nursing, she gave birth, and then either her husband dies, her husband gives her a get, she's not allowed to remarry for the next 2 years. Chutz miyom shenelad boy, not including the day that she gave birth. For chutz miyom shenasarsa boy, and not including the day she wants to get married. In other words, there has to be a complete 24 months in between the day she gave birth, and it's counting the next day, and also before she gets married. So that's what Rabbi Yosef told Olga. So Lechur Abaya now, Paskin the wrong. Abaya told his Arisa that she's allowed to get married after 15 months. So Royat Vaskre Tlosa Parsi. Abaya ran after for 3 miles to try and catch her. But to tell her, you have to wait till 24 months. V'yarmala some say Parsa B'chola. He ran Amisha Parsi in the sand. It's very hard to run in the sand. V'layatkaren, he didn't meet up with her. So Vaisa, she went home, and Abaya couldn't tell her that he Paskin wrong. So Abaya said over like this. Hi Milsa the Yama Rabbanim. This is what the Rabbanim tell us, that Afilu Beyusa Bekuchta. Even if somebody asks you a question, are you allowed to eat an egg, the Kuchta, like an egg and milk? What should be the shayla? Is there any shayla? Is there any reason why you can't eat a milk in with eggs? So Abaye says, that the Rabbanim always say over, that even if somebody asks you such a question like this, which the chur, it's a question, it's very easy to answer. Still, they say over, la lishri inish b'makam rabbi. Halacha is, you should not give a heter b'makam you have a rebbe. If your rebbe is there in your town, you're supposed to tell the person that asked you the shayla, go to my rebbe. You're not supposed to answer even simple questions yourself. So Abaye is saying, loy mishum de mechzei kafi kurusa. It's not because the pshat is look like a chutzpenik, the fact that you're paskening in front of your rebbe. Like Abaye said, no, that's not the only reason. It's not just because it doesn't look nice that a Talmud should paskin in front of the rebbe. Ela rather mishum de loy mistayin osa. Better is because loy mistayin osa, he's not going to be able to say the right psak sometimes. It's not going to come out to paskin the right way. And that's what happened to Abaye over here. To say the right psak, do I know? Abaye said about himself, I learned what Rav and Shmuel said, and I didn't have the siyat of the Shmuel like to say the right psak. So that's what Abaye is saying now. You should know whenever you have your Rebbe there, you should not paskin. So Tzai speaks out for Nafkamino, Sheikha Sharav Meichel Akvaydoi. The Nafkamino is, let's say the Rav is Meichel Akvaydoi. He gives you permission to paskin. See, if it's only a question of chutzpah, you're allowed to do it. Your Rebbe gave you permission. But Abaye is saying, still you should not paskin, because you should know you're not going to have Siyata Tishmaya, but Mokim your Rebbe is there. Turn around, buddy, we'll learn like this. Nosna bino leminekis. Let's say she gives over her child, she had a baby, and the mother gives over the child to another lady to a nurse. Oigom losoi. Or else let's say she stopped nursing. She's only had the baby's only 1 year old, but she stopped nursing after 1 year. Oi meis, what's going to be the cloud? The child died. So we learned one price that says, muteris l'nasa miyad. In these cases, the whole svara doesn't apply, because she's not nursing anymore. So therefore, she's allowed to remarry right away. Rav Papadov, Rav Huna, brother of Yeshua, Sava l'mevet uvda, kiyay maslisa. They thought that that's the psak halacha, that in the case where Isha gave away her child to nurse by somebody else, or stopped nursing, or the kid died, she's allowed to remarry. Amrulu hu ahi safta, an older lady, grandmother told them, v'didi have the yuvda, but me it happened such a case like this, v'asali Rav Nachman, and Rav Nachman said nothing doing. There's like a light plug. The locker is when a lady gives birth, there's a light plug now that her abundant said for the next 2 years, she's not allowed to remarry. Mashm, even if she stopped nursing. For the Gemara, it's not true. For Rav Nachman, sharulu levei resh galusa. Rav Nachman was matta by the house of the resh galusa in a case where the lady gave over a child to another nurse to take over. So resh galusa was matta them to remarry. So I mean, Rav Nachman was matta. So according to Stephen Rav Nachman, Tumar says no. Hatayi shani bei resh galusa by the house of the resh galusa. That's like the heads, the rich people over there. Tloi hodabu over there were not afraid that they'll retract. In other words, when they hired a nurse to take over the child, they'll for sure pay the nurse. And the nurse is afraid of the baby Eskalusa, and she won't, like, quit on them. So by the baby Eskalusa, when she gives over the child to nurse by somebody else, for sure that person will take care of the baby. Therefore, we let the mother remarry. But by other places, we still have the chash, maybe she won't be able to, the nurse will stop, and therefore she'll have to go back to the mother. So if the mother is remarried, she won't be able to nurse anymore. So therefore, we don't want her to remarry. Right, so Amalu Rav Papa. Rav Papa said like this: V'asun letizbaro meho. Like, why don't you also agree to this psak from this brisa? But he asked the kasha, like, how did you first think to say it's mutter, and you need this sound to tell you it's also from Nachman? Why don't you know it yourself that it should be usher? The Tanya will learn this. He had this gemara in Yevamis. Hare shahoyser redufa lelech lebeisavia. Let's say a lady was not getting along with her husband. She always wanted to run to her father's house. So the kids say, we know that she's not pregnant, because she's always running to her father's house. She's not with her husband. Or else, even if she's still living by her husband, she's angry at her husband. And there's a big fight, and we know they weren't living together. Or else the husband is locked up in jail. Also, we know for sure the wife is not pregnant. Or else the husband got himself a plane ticket, a place or a ship. He's on the other side of the ocean the last 6 months. So also we know for sure the wife is not pregnant. Hoy shoy a bailer zokin, better still, the husband is too old to have children. Hoy chelu is sick, hoy shoy sakara, real she's in akara, she can't have children. Was the kaino, she too old. Islandis, ukitana, fa matela sacha misas bailer. Let's say your husband died and she was maple, she just had a miscarriage. So we know for sure she does, she's not pregnant now. But shayna relayla, there was another case that she can't give birth. Is kulun all these halachas, all these cases, tzrichos lahamtin shleisha chadoshim divrei Rabbi Meir. That's the halacha that before a lady remarries, not because she has a baby, she has to nurse. No, we don't know she's pregnant or not. So a lady, when a husband dies or she gets a get, she can't remarry until 3 months go by. Because we want to make sure to see whether she's pregnant or not. Because if she's pregnant, we want to know who the father is. Is the first husband the father or the second one? So therefore, there's a din with the rabbanon, and you're not allowed to remarry until 3 months. Now, in these cases, we know for sure the lady is not pregnant. She can't become pregnant. Still, you see, it's a light plug. The rabbanon said still she's not allowed to remarry. So you see, from here, when the rabbanon says something, it applies to all cases, even though the reason doesn't apply to you. Here also, any lady that had a baby should have to wait 2 years before she can remarry. Reb Yossi Matil Yeres L'Nesem Yad. Reb Yossi Tak in this case said it was mutano, there's no leplug. He said they could have nesuin right away. But we Yomer Reb Nachman Amar Shmuel, halachic Reb Meir, because they're Yosef. We paskin like Reb Meir on Reb Meir's Gzeres. So Chur Yosso, which Tak you see there's a leplug, that you can't marry for 3 months, even we know for sure she's not pregnant. So same thing by us also. Even though she doesn't have to nurse anymore, still she should be also to remarry for 2 years. Sumura says, I'm related, they said back in Echonami, Lava Daitin. We didn't think about this. You're talking right, it's a good proof. The Ilkoso, what's the locker though? Meis Mutter. In a case where the child dies, then the Rabbanon didn't make a light plug. And Echonami, then she's allowed to remarry. But come Los Layosa. But let's say the child's alive. Just she stopped nursing, that's a light plug. Still, she can't remarry until 2 years went by. Oma ma baravashi. Omar afilu meis nami yosef. He said, no, even when a child dies, still she can't remarry. Dilma kotla levi yosla. Because if so, we're afraid maybe she's going to want to remarry. So she sees the only way she could do it if a child dies. So we'll have to be afraid maybe she'll go and kill a child. Therefore, we tell her she still can't remarry. Viyosla mitzvah. And the Mara says, it was a case like that, that a lady wanted to remarry. Chum said, nothing doing, you just had a baby, you have to wait 2 years. So what she did was, and she choked the baby. So that's the reason why, even so, she has to wait 2 years. The Mara says, Vallahi, but that's not the locha. We don't have to be afraid of this case. The locha is, if the baby dies, then the mother is allowed to remarry. And case here, we see that the mother killed the baby. Hahi shaita boy. She was a shaita, fool she was. Because it's not a normal thing. A normal lady does not choke her baby, for no matter what. Turn around, bottom the bright stone, we learn like this. In a case where somebody gave a nurse, a baby to nurse, the locher is, the nurse now is not allowed to nurse, not her own child. If she accepted a job to nurse somebody else's baby, she's not allowed to nurse her own child. V'loy ben chaveret, and not somebody else's child. Posko akima, let's say when you hired the nurse, the owner only made up to pay her a small amount for food. Halacher is oichles achelas harbi. But since she took the job to nurse, she has to eat well. With her own money, she has to feed herself. Loy toichli moed vorm arom lecholish. She should also not eat bad things for the milk. Now we explain. Hashta b'no amar taloi. Mazach yisai a nurse that accepted to nurse somebody else's baby. Can't nurse her own child. Ben chavarta mi boy. What do you have to say? She can't nurse somebody else's baby also. So Mara says, yes, mazach, I might would have thought, b'nohu d'chayis alayu. That for her own child, she would have rachmanis on him. And even though mamzilei tvei, and maybe she'll nurse more her own child than she would the other baby. Avol ben chaverta, but maybe she only takes on to nurse a second one. Ilav the heavy lay meiser. Then we would say if she knows, like if she knows that she doesn't have extra milk, but you have a mamtile, she wouldn't give the second baby milk. Because maybe by somebody else's child, it should be muta. Because the only reason why she would nurse somebody else's child also is because she feels she has enough milk for both. But for her own child, she'll give too much. Kamash Mullah know that still she can't nurse a second child. Not only her own child, even somebody else's child also, it's also for her to nurse. Since she took upon the job to nurse one child, she's not allowed to be busy working or nursing another one. Maybe she won't give the first one enough milk to give the second one. Then the bride says, Poska kim of the balabos only set aside to pay her a little bit of money for the food. Chelas harm, but she has to eat a lot of food though, because she can't nurse otherwise. Mehecha, where does she get the money to buy the food? She has to take it from herself. If she accepted the job, that's the job, to eat a lot in order to have milk. She's not allowed to eat bad things that stop the milk.
All right, turn over.